She's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I save my pennies and I save my
good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your hosts, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hello.
Waddle.
Hello.
And me, Sybil. Hello.
Hello.
We're here for you till 10 o'clock, taking your phone calls at 877-881-1053. That is slow for Tammy's Uncle Don.
Oh.
No, he asked me to slow it down. He said I say the numbers
he's
too
not
fast.
Slow. He said he listens slow.
Well, and I talk fast. So
yes.
It's a...
They're back? Okay.
They're back.
So it's a bad combo. I'm a fast talker.
Her Uncle Don and his lovely bride, Mary, had been in Europe for their 50th wedding anniversary. They'd gone over and done a cruise of the Danube.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and then they spent like 10 days driving around Germany. So, yeah.
Fun. Driving fast on the Autobahn. Well, welcome back, Uncle Don and Aunt Mary. Everybody else out there, you
welcome back.
You can get in touch with us on our Autoflex Leasing fan text 43733. And if you're looking for a pre-owned car, this is the weekend to do it. Autoflex Leasing today, both locations. David, what are the details and phone numbers?
Well, it's our annual pre-Labor Day sale. We can't have a Labor Day sale because we're closed on Labor Day. So it's our annual pre-Labor Day, pre-owned car pre-sale. So
we don't want anybody to labor.
No.
On Labor Day.
Right.
No. In fact, we close for holidays. We're sort of a strange... We're not a car dealership. We're a business. So we close for holidays so our employees can spend the time with their families.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So everybody got a long weekend out of it. Some longer than the other because some of them are working today and they're selling a lot of used cars. If you need a great used car, lease return, 2011, some 2012 used cars... Mm-hmm. Come by and see us today, or go to autoflex.com. You can look us up there and see all the great cars. Also at autoflex.com, you can go to the Facebook page, and if you like us on Facebook, you can see all of these fantastic stories and a bunch more car news that we're about to do.
That's right.
And not even, you know, you don't even have to go to the website to find what you're looking for. Make a phone call, because if it isn't there, it might be coming in, and you might want to grab one of these really sweet trades before somebody else does. Sometimes a car gets sold before it ever makes it to our website.
Mm-hmm. We have had
our turnover is pretty quick.
Yeah, well, yeah, we turn over our lots over 2 times per month. So we sell twice as many cars as we can keep every month.
Wow.
In pre-owned
cars. I don't
know
how that really sounds when it comes over the radio, but it
what
just...
it means is it's a lot of work.
But for example, one
to
of
me,
my...
it sounds like you got to act quickly before they all
right.
are
yeah.
gone.
Well, one of our reps was he came back the other day. He had just delivered a car to a client. He came back. He was cleaning up his paperwork. He had some keys on his desk. I said, hey, what is that? You know, I was looking for some good cars for a couple of people. And he said, it's sold. And I said, well, what is it?
And he said, snatched the keys away.
He grabbed it like he was protecting the keys. I said, well, what do you mean? When are you delivering? He said, I'm delivering it at 6 p.m. I said, well, it still has to go through the multi-point inspection, and it has to be detailed. He said, I know. I'm going there next. I'm taking it over myself.
He's not turning loose the keys.
He was not letting go of those keys. He had it sold. Listen, what happens is we call people out of our own customer base searching for cars that you guys call us about. When you're looking for something specific, then my salespeople send me an email, hey, I'm looking for such and such, and I search through our database looking for those, and then I send a list, and then they start calling our old customers looking for people that want to trade out of exactly what we're looking for. So you get on the list, too. Give us a call today, tomorrow, Monday. You can leave a message. Tuesday, you can get live people. But call either office, 817 or 972-234. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right. Driving awards. We're going to talk a little bit about driving awards because – let me tell you, our local police are out there presenting people with driving awards in a big way. They started yesterday.
They do it everywhere, really, all over the
world.
Well,
but on holiday weekends, they really. Yesterday they were on Beltline Road, right
there
by Central.
Very close to Central, yes.
Yeah, and they were handing out bunches of driving awards. And we're going to talk a little bit about what happens if you flash your lights to warn other drivers. Is that against the law?
Yeah.
Can you make a sign and stand out, you know, 100 or 200 feet
before
the police
and say speed trap?
I would think that's not allowed, but I'm just going out on a limb.
We're going to talk about that later in the show because it's happened and the police took action and now there's court cases and it's pretty interesting. Here's the other thing, though. If you're out there in the Metroplex area and you see our local police handing out those driving awards, if you'll give us a call at the show or a text, we'll announce where those awards are being given out. So anyone that wants one can certainly go by and see those good local policemen.
Now, listen, we have police officers that listen to our show because they tell us about how they operate their computers, and they give us lots of good information. So I'm also curious to know if it's illegal to do this, if it is illegal to flash your lights, if it is illegal to make a sign and warn others, if it is illegal for us to mention. I think it's good, information to share so people will slow down.
In another lifetime, I was a police officer a long, long time ago, and I hated writing traffic tickets because really catching bad guys, that's fun.
Yeah.
Because they're burglarizing or they're beating someone up or they're doing bad stuff. Tickets, they're nice people. And they just got a little out of line, and I hated it. Now, that's just me personally.
Right.
I hated writing them. I did. I hated that part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
So, and maybe other policemen feel the same way. Again, you can give us a text on the Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733. Let us know if you like writing them or if you hated it as much as I did.
Well, we've all heard, and I mean, we civilians have all heard the old... I don't even know if it's a wives' tale, that there's a quota that officers have to meet. They have to write a certain amount of tickets per month.
Yeah, I had people say that to me when I'd be writing them a ticket, and I'd always say the same thing. I'd say, no, we don't have a quota. They let me write as many as I want to. So,
well, somebody else texted in and said it's obstruction of justice.
And we have no idea if that's a police officer or a lawyer or whatever, but
I would think
there's
it is
our first fan text.
If you're getting in the way of them actually, but I think if you're stopping the breaking of the law before it occurs, like if you're telling them in advance, slow down because, I don't know.
Because there's something coming up.
It's a constitutional right to express whatever the heck you want to say.
It is.
In this country, I think.
We'll get into that later in the show because there is some law on it now. And there's an interesting case out of Houston where a young lady... Well, had some personal experience with it.
Okay.
All right. So anyway,
stay tuned for that. Good stuff.
You hear all this stuff on the ads on television. You hear about the big discounts. You hear about the rebates. And so let's talk a little bit about, because most people don't understand how rebates work in some cases.
And it's important to know going into a holiday weekend because all the dealers, this is going to end right after this weekend. And so you need to know about this stuff right now.
And sometimes it's true. Sometimes it does end because a lot of programs end at the end of the month or within a couple of days thereof. So, and as we talked about last week, BMW actually put huge incentives on their cars at the end of July to try to get the dealers to punch those cars and show them as sold.
Because they wanted to be number one.
They wanted to beat Mercedes. Anyway, vehicle sales, really right now, incentives are very, very influential in the market because there are some huge incentives out there. And we're going to talk just a moment about incentives because some of them you know about. Some of them they advertise on television. You get a discount of $2,500 plus this much off MSRP.
0% saving, financing.
Total savings of that kind of thing. So you know about those. Some of them you don't know about. There's
dealer
something
cash.
It's called dealer cash or trunk money. That's one. And that means that there is an allowance made on that car by the factory to the dealer, but it's not an advertised allowance. So the dealer might show that as a discount in his ads, but the manufacturer doesn't show that on those generic ads from Ford, Chrysler, Toyota, whoever you're seeing on television. They don't show those discounts. They're called trunk money, and you can benefit by them if you're, a good bargainer. Maybe they give you more for your trade-in. Because they use that as part of that. But then the other thing that's going on right now, and this is really interesting, it's called Stair Step Awards. And this started a few years ago, and it lasts over months. And what it means, basically, is that the more cars or the more of a certain kind of car that dealer sells, the more discount he can get for even cars that he sold 2 or 3 months ago. So he gets these rebate checks back from the manufacturer, and the more he sells, the more rebate he gets. Now, no one knows about that money. No, they don't advertise it. Consumers aren't aware of it. But it's there, and in a lot of cases, it's huge. There's a Honda model right now that I think we're buying $3,000 behind invoice. And it's because of stair-step money, because the original rebate
they're betting on the future.
The original rebate was $1,000, but if they keep selling more and more of these cars, that turns to $2,000 and then $3,000 back. So if you're wanting a big discount, it's nice. And you can call us, and we'll tell you where those rebates are, but it's nice to know where those rebates are because you can save a ton of money if you pick the right car.
Definitely. So we got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. 877-881-1053 is our phone number. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. Big Labor Day pre-owned car sale going on right now. And how do you get in touch with people there, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234. Or AutoFlex.com on the World Wide Web.
Don's never going to invite us to anything again.
We're not making fun of him. You know what? He's not alone. And I actually thought about this. No, I was watching a weathercaster, and I don't even remember which one it was. But they're so fast when they rattle off the temperatures and expectations. And I'm watching it. And I'm like, so what's the temperature today? And I was totally lost, and it made me think of when Uncle Don said that I was giving out the phone numbers too fast.
I would like to be able to back up my radio like I do my television now.
Yeah. Well,
you can if you have digital radio.
I don't have that.
Or even on certain apps, like on the TuneIn app, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got TuneIn.
If you listen to 105.3 on TuneIn,
cool.
You can back up and listen.
That's how I listen when we're out of town.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our official CBS radio app, radio.com. So you can download
that
too. Nice.
Yeah. Okay, right. Here we go.
Did you say
of fan
that a little
text.
Slower? Because I didn't get
lots of fan text. Some from police, and this one clearly is. Creates a road hazard. Quotas are not allowed in Texas, and that's PSPD. And then he follows up.
But you might mention what you're referring to, David.
Oh, I'm referring to people flashing their lights or sending a warning to people that there might be a radar installation
trap.
Ahead. Right.
Or radar installation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and also he says, in answer to if you've seen one of those going on, he says, yeah, there's one in East Texas. That's all I can tell you. So that's what he's doing right now, whoever PSPD is. Let's see. I lived overseas for a time, and people warn people by flashing all the time, and it could be used for any type of warning.
Right, because there could be a road hazard. Hey, you know, up ahead, there's a car stalled out, so you need to be able to flash your light to let them know about that.
And another AutoFlex Leasing fan text, can't you flash your lights to warn about a crash or a stopped car or something? I don't know, but there's another, just like you said, there's an indication.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Here's another one. On the other side, if you don't want a ticket, then don't speed because it's dangerous. And I wouldn't mind getting a warning once in a while. There you go.
Well, I do flash my lights when I see a police officer that's ready to give it. I do. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, I'd like everybody to slow down. So
right.
All right, here we go. Here's our first driving awards. 35E in the small stretch between President George Bush and 121 Toll in Louisville. Giving out those gosh darn driving awards. Four bike cops. Thank God for radar detectors. Okay.
That's funny.
Speaking of...
Thank you for that.
Speaking of good drivers, where are the best drivers in the country?
Mm.
You think Dallas is one of the best places to drive?
I'm going to vote no. I'm going to go out on a limb there.
I'm going to hope, yes.
In a very nice way, Sybil has a license.
Yes, so, exactly.
I don't know about this.
Good point, Waddle.
Apparently, they just give them out to anyone.
Apparently. No. Do you know that my grandmother told me a story about her first driver's license? They came door to door, and they cost $2.
Oh my gosh!
And they would hand that you would give them $2, and they would hand it to you to sign, and they would tear it off and give it to you, and that was your driver's license.
There was no test.
No,
crazy.
Yeah, they just gave them out door to door. They were $2 each.
My grandmother never drove.
Yeah.
Ever. My grandfather drove. She did not have a driver's license.
That's a lot of grandmothers.
Mine did that too. My grandfather drove her everywhere.
Really?
Yep.
My grandma was the same.
One best drivers in the country live in, amazingly enough, towns that aren't real crowded.
Makes sense.
And I think maybe that has a lot to do with it. The best drivers in the country, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Followed by Boise, Idaho. Fort Collins, Colorado, Madison, Wisconsin, Lincoln. There's a hint of a pattern here. All of these are in the upper Midwest.
Yeah.
All boring cities, Nebraska. With nothing to get to.
Right.
Exactly. Well, nobody's in a rush.
Nobody's in a hurry.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the rush?
Huntsville, Alabama, then Chandler, Arizona. Reno is one of the safest places to drive. But it's a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
Knoxville, Tennessee, and Springfield, Missouri. What's the worst town to drive in the United States?
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C.
Really?
Well, the traffic is horrific there, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. Mm. Yeah, I was actually in Washington during the earthquake, I guess almost 2 years ago now, and everyone left Washington at the same time because they closed all of the businesses. Everything closed.
Well, wait a minute. It was all government businesses. So.
It is all government businesses.
Go.
But they were concerned about the possibility of further quakes, and it took us right at 3 hours to get outside the central city.
Well, that was also a panic situation. Everybody got off work at the same time, so that makes complete sense.
But it's still, even when you're driving in D.C., if you're driving in D.C. during regular traffic, it's crowded. It's a very crowded place.
I think when you get in a situation where people want to, even if you're walking through a crowd, eventually somebody's going to shove and push
mm-hmm.
because they want out. They want to get...
Right.
It's going to be the same thing with traffic.
Yeah,
right?
With cars.
Somebody's going to drive kind of like Chevy pushy.
If you look at larger cities, you find that some of them are good and some of them aren't so good. Phoenix, Arizona is a good place to drive. San Diego, very good place to drive. If you get to Dallas, we're like number 167 on 200. And the best is one. So
we're right on down the road.
We're not the worst.
We're on the better list rather than the worst list.
That's good.
We're on the better list
of
worst drivers.
There's a lot of cities, 200. I mean, at least we're in the top 200.
Yeah. Los Angeles.
Good.
Is better than Dallas. Philadelphia?
No way.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they can't.
No, I'm sorry. Los Angeles is not as good as Dallas. And Philadelphia. Okay. Philadelphia is like the second worst city in the country to drive in.
That surprises me that Los Angeles is even on the best driver's list because that traffic out there, we're talking about D.C. being bad.
Well,
L.A. is really bad,
I
too.
I think their traffic is so bad they can't get going fast enough to mess up.
Maybe that's what it is.
If you're only going 20, it's not like you could have any moving violations. Or
mm-hmm.
if you crash, it almost doesn't really count. Can't hurt anybody.
Right.
Right.
All right, little Fantech stuff here. What about flashing a cop who flies by you, turns or changes lanes without signaling, or does a California stop? I flash them. Police the police. They are not above the law. Joshua in Plano. Joshua, to you, I say, good luck with that, buddy.
Yeah. What is it? What's a California stop?
That's when you like slow roll and then go.
Okay.
You don't actually, your
like
wheels don't
stop.
Actually stop. Yeah.
Okay.
They used to call it a Hollywood stop years ago.
Mm.
Okay, another good.
And then it just became California?
Another good Autoflex Leasing fan text. Test drove a Mazda CX-5 yesterday, and it was nice. I've looked at the Escape, the Sportage, and I just didn't like them. What do you think, and what can you tell me about the CX-5?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you a whole lot more other than it leases really well.
Yeah, because we do lease a lot of them.
Now, I do like the new Escape. I guess you probably looked at the Escape, and I'm going to say on the CX-5, you would get a third row seat. The seats are probably a little more comfortable in that CX-5.
Yeah, and if you pick up the third row, that can be a huge thing when people have kids.
But I would say the Ford Escape or that Mazda over the Kia, for sure. Go for it. If you like it, do it. Buy it or lease it. You can't lose on that Mazda.
No, they're good cars.
I'm in.
Yeah, they're good cars.
And we've leased quite a few of those.
Another Autoflex
what
leasing.
What more do you want to know? Let me know.
That's what we're here for.
Another Autoflex leasing fan text. I need a vehicle. My credit has taken a major hit since I lost my job in 2008. I've been employed for the last year in the same industry for over. I've been employed for the last year and in the same industry for over 18 years. I bring home $7,800 a month, and I have $4,000 down. Any options?
All the options.
A
Are you
lot.
Kidding?
Yeah, even if your credit is taking a hit, if you have $4,000 down, you have that kind of income, and you're in the same industry, we will be able to help you. Now, I'm not sure we can put you in a lease. That's going to be just a sort of a breaking point of where that credit score is, but certainly we'll have a good program for you because with $4,000 down, you're in pretty darn good shape.
Right. Even if your credit has taken a hit, baby steps. So we sell a vehicle to you. You reestablish by getting a loan. And you keep that car for a while, make your payments. I always tell people at least one whole year, but even longer, 18 months, 24 months, the longer you can keep that car and make your payments on time, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you want to build equity rather than pay the car off in a shorter period of time, just make bigger payments to pay it off so that you're building equity that way. That's what I always tell people. Don't just pay it off. Just make bigger payments and keep the loan open so that you show all of the lenders your ability to make a payment on time.
Right.
It's very important. Keep the loan open as long as you can. Then trade that car for the next one and slowly reestablish. And that's just like rebuilding your faith with a girlfriend that you cheated on.
It's a lot like that.
You know, you have to earn back the trust
right.
of the lenders.
Okay, then.
I don't
Moving
know.
Right
just
along.
Throwing it out there. It happens.
It's true. It's a good point.
Come on.
Oh, another fan texter texting us that there are policemen all up and down the Bush Turnpike, and they are pulling over truckers on Singleton Boulevard.
I guess truck drivers aren't supposed to be on Singleton?
I don't know.
Big trucks?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe
okay,
not.
Okay, don't drive where you're not supposed to drive.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 43733. What do you guys think of the 2013 Kia Optima?
That's
I
one
haven't
of the
been in it.
Best looking cars that's been put out in a while. Just mm-hmm. love the style, love the lines. They build a lot better car than they used to, certainly.
We traded for a 12 Optima not too long ago. Somebody that has kids needed a bigger vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I asked the person, why'd they trade out? Did they not like it? He said, no, they need a bigger vehicle. They have big family.
Yeah. They've come a long way with Kia.
They have, yeah. And it's, again, they've got a great warranty. That helps. And it's just a good-looking car. So, and looks sell cars.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. People picture themselves in that car. That's one of the ways they decide to buy it.
So, thumbs up on styling for the 2013 Kia Optima. Got to take a quick break, but we will be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. 877-881-1053 is our phone number. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call Autoflex pre-Labor Day pre-owned car sale. David, what are those numbers?
You can pre-dial 817 or 972-234-1234. Or you can go to autoflex.com and see a lot of our great pre-owned cars. You won't see them all, though, because they go really fast. So what you see online is what we had yesterday. Some of them will be there, and some new ones will be there today that aren't online.
That's right. So check that out. Or if you want to go in person, two locations, Richardson and Arlington.
Or in Preason.
Preason.
Yeah, exactly. All right. couple more fan text. Why are you talking about driving on the first Saturday morning of college football?
Did college football start today?
That's why.
I'm kidding.
Autoflex Leasing fan text.
Boomer Sooner.
If you buy a pre-owned car, doesn't it depreciate also? Yes, it does. But if you look at the depreciation on a car, the first year it loses between 20 to 30%.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 on the really low end. Most between 25 and 30%. After that, a car depreciates at about 5% a year for the next 5 years.
As long as you don't crash it.
Right. So,
get hail damage.
If you're the first one to buy the car, you take the big bite.
Or drive 30,000 miles a year.
That's we'll get to that in a minute. Okay. The big loss is the first year. After that, about 5% a year. So it does depreciate, but not near as quickly. That's why if you're going to actually purchase a car, you should always purchase a pre-owned car.
Right.
If you want a new car, you should always lease a new car, because that way you're not the one that takes that huge bite.
Yes. Speaking of that, we have fan texters asking about mileage on a lease. I can't lease. I drive 50 to 60 miles a day. Me too. And I lease, and it works for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's according. I mean, you can set the lease up to accommodate the number of miles you're driving.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's not magic.
And that way you guarantee you don't owe more on the car than it's worth at the end.
Well, right. And that's one of those fantasies people talk about when they lease. I drive too many miles to lease. Okay, great. Go buy the car. How long are you going to finance it for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 5 years, maybe six. Well, guess what? In 3 years, you're going to still owe a ton of money on a car that's got 70,000 miles on it.
And now, then when you try to trade it in, guess
what? It's upside down like a big dog. And no one ever calls us and says, do you have something with a lot of miles on it? That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe it's been wrecked one or two times. Yeah. It's been hailed on and, you know, got a couple of burn holes in the seat. And
yeah.
That's what I want. We don't get those calls.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. I'm considering a new car and can't decide between a Honda CR-V and a Nissan Rogue. Any suggestions for a girl looking for a dependable car? Yes.
Both of those are great. They're different. They're both smaller crossover SUVs. The Rogue is smaller. One of the really cool things about that is you can get that around view camera.
Yeah,
if
in
you
the
get
Rogue.
The one with the navigation and the tricked out. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how much space you need. The Honda CR-V is larger. I can get you a little better deal right now on the Rogue than the new CR-V. The CR-V is hot merchandise.
Yeah, it is.
When you look at the lease, either way, the bottom line is, what is your payment going to be? When you
there's not going to be a huge payment difference in those cars.
Well, on they're going to the lease,
but there's not going to be a giant. It's not going to be $50-$60 a month difference between the Rogue and the CR-V.
Okay,
so they're going to be fairly close. So it's going to come down to which one you really, really like, which one fits you, which one you like the seats in, how many if you're having to put kids in or out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. More Autoflex Leasing fan texters, 43733. I have an 04 Ford F-150 XLT 4.6. Rough exterior, great interior, fully paid off. What could I get for a trade-in for a new 2013 F-150?
We'll give you all the money for it.
Can you back it up to your phone and race the engine? It's impossible.
That's what we need to see.
Yeah, it's impossible, especially
with the rough exterior.
Yeah, on an 04. If a car is fairly new, you can pretty well guess what it's going to be worth, because we have books and guides and stuff. But an 04 with a rough exterior, there could be $1,000 difference in what you could think the car was worth and what it's really worth. We need to see it.
But I will tell you this, with the used car market being as strong as it is, we're giving people as much as we can get anywhere for a pre-owned vehicle as a trade-in. Okay, because we are doing some really strong used car business, so it would behoove you to bring it in to either our Arlington or our Richardson location, or we'll come get it from you if you're local. If you can't get to us, give us a call. One of our specialists will come out, pick up your vehicle, bring a new Ford truck to show you
exactly.
at the same time.
And
we'll make
it
convenient.
We'll leave the Ford truck with you, and we'll bring your car back, and we'll have it appraised, and then we can try to make a deal with you. But that's how easy it is.
Now, we don't do it on Sunday, but as the church lady said, isn't that convenient?
Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Stan Spragans and Craig Schneider. They're two of our guys, and they are at Cars and Coffee this morning, which is a really cool event that occurs on the first Saturday of the month. It's at 6800 Dallas Parkway in Plano, and there will be every really cool kind of car you ever wanted to see just parked out there. Starts about 8 in the morning, ends about noon, and there's everything from Ferraris to classics to hot rods to old T-Birds to old Corvettes to brand new, really, really cool supercars. I mean, it's an amazing event. Cars and Coffee, and Stan and Craig are out there.
Tell them how to find our guys, Dave.
Well, they're driving the Autoflex Leasing Smart Car.
Nice.
It's wrapped.
It's smart to drive an Autoflex
car.
Yeah, so they've got the Smart Car, which is wrapped. It says Autoflex all over it, mm-hmm. and it's out there at Cars and Coffee at 6800 Dallas Parkway in Plano. And that's a really, I haven't gone yet.
I think that's basically Park and the tollway over there by Classic BMW.
I think it is. And
there
it's
you go, Classic BMW.
Yeah, a little plug for Classic.
Spring Creek.
Is that
right?
Have
Creek.
You been?
My other job is right behind it,
okay.
And I get a lot of customers that come in and tell me about it, and they say it's fantastic.
Yes,
it's really cool, I think. So yeah. Anyway, Stan and Craig are there in the Autoflex Leasing Smart Car, so if you see them, tell them hi for us.
I think we may have to cruise up there after this, though.
Might be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So is it just in a big parking lot, or is it at an establishment?
Well, I think it's on Classic BMW's property. They have a huge, huge property up there.
Okay.
And I think that's where they set it up. And it's the first Saturday of the month, as I said, so it's only once a month. But it's the pictures I saw that came off, it just they got some great cars. They got supercars up there. They got
have
cars
some stuff
you
that's really been tricked out and changed around.
Yeah.
And
yeah. It's like
fun.
It's like a huge car show.
What was that Volkswagen?
Oh, it was a Volkswagen utility bus. It was like a
things you don't see.
A bus on the front end and a pickup on the back end. They made them back in the early 60s.
I love those. Car mullets.
And later.
The car mullet.
A little bit later in the show, not much later in the show because we don't have that much time left, but we'll talk about some cars that you'll never see again, and maybe you will see them at Cars and Coffee.
Yes.
If you roll up there first Monday of every month. If you're not at Canton for first Monday.
That's
shopping
true.
For junk.
Okay, another fan text. Do you all refinance, and can you explain the process? Yes. A lot of people, when they get to the end of their lease, they don't really want to turn loose of the car. Maybe it's got low miles on it. Maybe they just love the car. Maybe they had planned on giving it to a kiddo, mm-hmm. but they didn't want to spend the cash to actually buy it at that point. So we'll do a refinance on their lease for them and move it to a finance contract so they can make lower payments over the next couple of years, and then they own the car. And so a lot of people choose to do that. Also, we've had people that have had cars just that they own that we did refinances on for. So it's like doing a refi on a house.
Mm-hmm. 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 We're getting a lot of feedback on our speed trap warnings.
So we need to get back to that story. There's a lot more information there.
Let's get into that.
Well,
so this is an interesting one, though. Most people who commit only one minor violation and appear concerned about the violation are polite. We'll usually get a warning. These days, most people won't even stop talking on their cell phone when an officer is telling them why they were stopped.
Well, then those people they need to, Darwin works.
The thing is, I don't want those people to take out a perfectly innocent individual or their child.
Right.
While they're not paying attention. How would you feel if you ran a red light because you weren't paying attention and you killed somebody's kid?
Yeah.
That's what keeps me from doing those kinds of things.
Yeah, you'd have to live with that forever.
Is the consequence of my action.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think. But anyway, you do what you want. You know, I don't know. I can't, I'm trying to be nice about it. I know I've got too much anger about it.
No, okay, I don't think it's anger. Okay, let's talk about this lady.
So she was arrested.
Yes.
Because, well, okay, here's the deal. Natalie, she was riding her bicycle home from the grocery store. She doesn't even drive a car. When she noticed several cars being pulled over for speeding. Well, she was hoping to save a few drivers from a potentially pricey ticket, and so she turned one of her paper bags into a sign that warned of the waiting police ahead. While she was doing so, an officer pulled up and arrested her.
And took her to jail.
She says she was completely abiding by the law, was simply warning citizens of a situation ahead. But the Houston police were not amused by her tactics and arrested her for, believe it or not, standing in the street where a sidewalk is present.
Now, here's the other thing. If you go to the Autoflex Leasing fan page, the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page, you can see the story, and there's a video of her standing there because somebody with a phone took a video of her standing. Well, she's standing on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
She's not in the street, but she's torn one side out of a paper bag, and it says speed trap on it.
I like that.
Anyway, okay. I think we got to take a break, so we'll finish up on the story when we come back.
Come back to hear what happened to Natalie.
There you go.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Waddle, and me, Sybil. Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733, and we are talking about a woman who tried to warn drivers that there was a speed trap ahead. She got arrested for it.
She did. They were not amused by the fact that she was holding up a sign made out of her paper bag, her paper grocery bag, while she was riding her bike home from the grocery store. And she says he couldn't take me to jail for holding up the sign, or he would have. So all he could do was make up something fake about it. The officer also searched her backpack and threatened to arrest her for obstruction of justice, a much more serious charge. Anyway, she was held in jail for 12 hours until she posted bond and is scheduled to appear in court for her misdemeanor charge in the near future. David
said, maybe she wants to go, maybe her lawyer should go hit the law books and look up a case in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Florida, a judge ruled last Tuesday that flashing one's headlights to warn others of a speed trap is protected by the First Amendment. That is, a person expressing themselves freely in a free society. So this judge in Florida ruled that you can't arrest someone for flashing your headlights. Now, don't know if it works for holding up a paper bag, and if you're breaking some other law, then you're probably in trouble. But just warning appears is legal.
So now we have an app. There's an app for your mobile device. It's called Trapster. Your mobile phone alerts you as you approach speed traps. That's the idea behind Trapster. It's an innovative service that uses technology, not the age-old flashing headlamps approach, to notify other drivers of a police speed trap. Motorists who come across an enforced speed zone are encouraged to report the location via an application running on their cell phone, PDA, and other devices. This notification is then broadcast to other Trapster members who receive an audio or text message as they approach the area.
That's cool.
Yep.
I might download that one.
Now, two things. It does pose a problem that people start fumbling with their phones to warn the other drivers. So I would like it very much if that app only worked while you weren't texting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you couldn't receive it. You'd have to have your app active and you'd be unable to send or receive text while you had your Trapster app going.
It's actually got four different warnings on it, and they're audible as well. So they'll either beep beep, or they'll beep beep, or they'll beep 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 beep, or they'll wah wah wah.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love those sounds.
No, that's really it does.
But I was thinking a couple of different things. Insurance companies should maybe go ahead and just send warnings out to just every place in the world, so mm-hmm. that people would slow down and maybe avoid accidents.
That's a good idea.
Else.
If you don't speed, you don't get a ticket.
The police don't seem to really mind this situation. They're not really fighting the whole Trapster app.
Quick fan text here. Okay, I have to buy a car today. My wife's car died. She drives her cars forever, looking for a great deal on a car that we can give to our sons in 3 years. Smaller car, fuel efficient, reliable, drive till the wheels fall off. Okay, I just went to the Autoflex Leasing fan site. I mean, Autoflex Leasing website. We'll get that right. And, under $25,000, we have 50 cars available. Under $20,000, we have 36 cars available. Under $15,000, we have 11 cars available. So
that's what's posted.
Yeah,
that's
there's about 100 cars available under $25,000 right now at Autoflex. And a lot of those cars are going to be Nissans, Toyotas, Hondas. And that's really what I would suggest, possibly a Mazda.
I'm also a big fan of like the Ford Focus.
It's a good car.
It's a good little car.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But here's the deal. If you are talking about long term, I do know for sure that if you stick with that Honda or Toyota product, the end value one day after you think you've driven the wheels off of it and you think you've gotten every drop of juice out of that car, you'll be able to sell it and get all the money back out of that Honda or that Toyota. So that's why I would say go with that car, because it's still going to be worth several thousand dollars, even if you have, you know, a couple hundred thousand miles on it later.
Absolutely.
So that's the direction I would go. Honda Civic, Honda Accord, great vehicles.
877-881-1053 is our number. Let's check in with Brandon in Commerce. Good morning, Brandon. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Good morning, Tammy. Yeah, I can't talk today.
We all have those.
Guys, what I'm looking for, honestly, you guys have the Autoflex too, and I'm a cash customer. I have a tough family situation, the only one working, and I know you guys take a lot of lease returns and trade-ins, and I'm wondering the vehicles that never make it to the lot, the really good vehicles that never make it to the lot, the ones that make it to the auction instead, do you guys ever make deals with those beforehand?
Now, you know what? I appreciate the question, Brandon. And here's the thing. We sell about, well, we sell everything we can get our hands on. Mm-hmm. And the only time a car will go to auction is if it has been in an accident or if it is just really a bad car. If it's way too many miles, it's had a lot of rough use. And we don't resell those cars at all to the public. Those cars all go to auction because we don't want to be responsible for somebody having problems with the car later on when we knew that the car might have problems going in. So we ship all of those cars to the auction. The good cars we offer for sale to the public. Now, we've got really aggressive programs for people that are rebuilding their credit like you are. So you may find that we're going to have a really good program and you're going to be able to get more car than you thought you could.
And I think that anybody that's looking for a specific car should never be give up. If we don't have it today, you still need to give us your list of what you're looking for. Again, I mentioned this earlier in the show. I can search for that vehicle within our database of clients, and then we start calling and try to work to get that car for you. And it might take a week. It might take a month. It could take a little bit longer, but it depends on how much time you have. So we'll go to work searching for your car.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it all the time.
Got another AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. We're talking about the woman who stood on the side of the road with a paper bag that said speed trap ahead. She got, did she get arrested by police?
She yes. did get arrested, but that was for, you know, standing in the road when there was a sidewalk present.
Okay. One of our fan texters said she did take it too far. If I was a police officer, I'd be aggravated. Just use Facebook to warn your friends or flash your lights.
Well, I can see that. I can see that, but still, you know. And that's true. What did you say? The police can, you can beat the rat, but you can't beat the ride?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she may get off, but she got a trip downtown.
Yeah. Well, how would you warn your friends via Facebook anyway?
I would hope that they wouldn't be Facebooking while they're driving.
While they're driving?
I know, you can call the AutoFlex Leasing show and tell us where those awards are being given out,
right,
and we'll
now.
Warn all your friends.
Well, I will tell everybody right now that just don't speed in Richardson. They're
okay.
everywhere, and you also won't get a warning.
Right.
There is the warning is from me right now.
Don't
speed in Richardson. And on Beltline, right there by Central 75, forget about it. The police station's right there over there at Greenville, and so, you know, it's just right there. They're going to get you.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
AutoFlex Leasing Fantex, can you find a 96 Honda Civic LX four-door?
Possibly, but,
yeah.
You know.
That's an old car.
You really
I'm
want
sure
it.
We can find
I don't
one,
know
yeah.
how much is left of that one.
We had one last quick story. We delivered an Audi A7 to a customer yesterday, and he wanted a very specific. It had to be black on black and a lot of specifics with the equipment on it. And he told me this. He says, you know, I looked everywhere for that car, and I called you guys, and this was Stan. And mm-hmm. he said, I told Stan what I wanted and Craig.
And Janet.
And Craig.
Stan and Janet.
Stan and Janet. Mm-hmm. He said, I told him what I wanted, and he says they called me back within an hour, and they had found the car. It was not in Texas.
Right.
He didn't care. He knew what he wanted. He'd been around. He talked to dealers. He did, and no one could find the car. If you're looking for a car you can't find, that's what we do at AutoFlex. We find that car for you.
We just find like those cars that are made of unobtainium.
Even a 96 Honda Civic LX, yeah, we can find it. I don't know if you'll like what we got when we find it, but we can find it.
What about a Pontiac G8? Somebody's
yeah,
asking
we're not
that.
Leasing those. They
no.
don't make Pontiacs anymore.
No, so there's no residual value on those that's predictable. They can't predict the resale, so they don't write the leases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice try, though.
And one final fan text. Don't speed with 3 exclamation marks. You're right. Don't speed. Don't speed. Don't get a ticket.
Yes.
Next.
All right.
I mean, there are certain specific places to speed, and it's called the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There are places, race girl,
that's
to
right.
speed, and there are places not to speed, and it's not on the road.
Mm-hmm.
With
so
people
take
that have
with
their
you.
Precious cargo like babies.
Right.
And children.
Keep that in mind
dogs,
when you're driving on Labor Day weekend.
Right. Don't
be safe
speed,
out there.
Don't drink and drive, don't do any of those foolish things.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody be safe.
And tune in next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive. In the meantime, if you are out looking for a pre-owned car, today is the best day to go. AutoFlex Leasing pre-owned car sale. It is 817 or 972-234-1234 or go to the website autoflex.com. Coming up next, it is Nathan and Kevin out in the hallway. So stay tuned for that. We'll see you back here next weekend. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.